Investing in stocks. That's a common expression you hear among people who are trying to make their money grow. But you know what that means? This is the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. We ask Lee Kok Kee from Kenanga Investment Bank what it means to invest in stocks.
Let me just frame it from the perspective of the general investing public who are actually looking at investing in the market to manage or grow their wealth. It basically means they're now investing in the equity market. Now, along with it, it means also you're exposed to the risks and rewards of being in investing in a publicly listed company.
So buying and selling stocks offers you another option of investing your money. Singular Asset Management's Teo Kok Lin, himself a fund manager for at least two decades, is also in agreement but offers some words of wisdom.
Generally, ordinary people, and I believe personally, every successful businessman, every individual, you can be as good, if not better than professional fund manager. The question is, of course, doing what you know best. To me, if you look at really fundamental investing, the first key thing is really management. It's just like investing in property. It's about location, location, location. Investing in listed company is management, management, management. I think you must also try to find businesses that you understand. If you don't understand, you try to understand.
Which means there is a lot of foundation to lay. And to do that, Lee believes we need to do our homework. A lot of homework.
It's really a lot easier now with the advent of internet. There's a wealth of information out there. And it's also at a stage where you really, at the same place, can get the valuation reports and the research reports from various houses or their costs to make your own comparison. So you no longer need to throw the marketplace for this information.
Teo is also in agreement. After all, it is our hard-earned money. Wouldn't you want to know where it's going?
As an investor, you have to be responsible and try to understand the company and do your homework. Homework is not only looking at it, buying it, but continuously monitoring, following it as well.
Now that we've established that doing one's homework is paramount, Lee shares with us what he looks for in any company he's planning on investing in.
I look at past track record, I look at management, I look at growth potential, and I look at the current industry which they operate in. That goes my point, when we look at a company, they will not stay the same. It's dynamic. And external and internal factors influence the performance of the company. So those are things we need to look at.
Now that seems like a lot of homework to do, but worry not, as Teo says, whatever you need is nowadays very easily available.
Information, as you say, is everywhere. Of course, internet have a lot of information. Say, for example, you want to buy a company in Malaysia within a certain industry. You can look at a company. You can look at the competitors. You can go to the competitor website and read about that as well. You know, it's really how badly you want to. The information, good quality information, is all over the place.
Now that you've done your homework, it's time to sow your seeds. And Lee reminds us about considering how long you plan to commit to your investment.
I think you'd be better off if a longer-term strategy. Buy the stock because you believe in the company. Buy the stock because you think the fundamentals are good. And there's a good chance of it making a capital gain for you. Shorter-term investors or trading are meant for the professionals because you need to be at the marketplace constantly. Do not take the stock market as a legal casino or gambling place. If done properly, it's a place for you to participate in the capital market and grow and manage your wealth.
Lee also points out the difference between an investment and merely speculating for short-term gains, as well as the potential risks.
Between investing in stocks and speculating is how much homework the particular investor does. If I look at a particular stocks and I go and look at the research report, understand the fundamentals, read the annual reports, make comparative valuations, then I would be doing my homework. Speculating means that I probably haven't done any of the above and just says, I believe in the stock, someone tell me it's worth buying, let me take a plunge.
So where does one go to seek information? There's a wealth of it everywhere, and the Securities Commission has been at the forefront, according to Lee.
I think they have been very proactive in the marketplace. It's actually a very progressive stance they've taken. The biggest thing right now is about digital and bringing digital into the marketplace. InvestSmart actually reach out to the general investing public to talk about investing in the capital marketplace to actually manage and grow their wealth, apart from traditional where people place their money, like fixed deposits and so on and so forth.
Remember, look to the long term when putting your money in stocks. Think of them as investments, never a place to make a quick buck. Join us again next week when Singular Asset Management's Teo Kok Lin and Kenanga Investment Bank's Lee Kok Kee share some stock investing strategies with us on the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.